Chapter 15. Away to the South. Dorothy cried at the loss of her hope to get home to Kansas. The Scarecrow was now the ruler of the Emerald City. The next morning, the travelers met in the throne room. The Scarecrow sat in the big throne. "We are lucky," said the new ruler. "The palace and the Emerald City belong to us. I am happy with where I am now. If only Dorothy would be happy to live here, we could all be happy together," the Scarecrow said. "I want to go to Kansas and live with Aunt Em and Uncle Henry," cried Dorothy. The Scarecrow thought hard and said, "Why not call the winged monkeys and ask them to carry you over the desert?" Dorothy was excited at the idea and went to get the golden cap. She brought it back and spoke the magic words. The winged monkeys flew through the open window. "This is the second time you've called," the Monkey King said. "What do you wish?" "I want you to fly me to Kansas," Dorothy said. But the Monkey King said, "That can't be done. We belong to this country and cannot leave it and cross the desert. Goodbye." The monkeys flew out the window. Dorothy wanted to cry. The Scarecrow was thinking again. "We can call the soldier with the green whiskers and ask his advice." They called the soldier into the throne room where he had never been before. "This little girl wants to cross the desert," the Scarecrow said. "No one has crossed it except Oz himself," said the soldier. "Maybe Glinda can help."
"Who?"
the Scarecrow asked. "The Witch of the South, the most powerful of all the witches. Her castle stands on the edge of the desert," the soldier said. "I have heard she is a beautiful woman and knows how to keep young." He told them that the road to the castle is straight to the south. It is full of dangers to travelers. There are wild beasts and a race of strange men who do not like strangers. The Scarecrow said, "The best thing for Dorothy is to travel to the land of the south to see Glinda."
"I will go with Dorothy," the lion said. "I am tired of the city and want to be in the woods again. Dorothy will need someone to protect her."
The woodman agreed. "My axe may be of help, so I will also go with Dorothy." "When will we start?" the Scarecrow asked. They were surprised. "Are you going?" The Scarecrow said, "If it wasn't for Dorothy, I would not have brains. She took me down from the pole and brought me to the Emerald City. I will never leave her until she starts back to Kansas." "Thank you," Dorothy said. "I want to go as soon as we can." "We will leave in the morning," said the Scarecrow. "Let us get ready. It will be a long journey."